Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the Word of God, the mighty Word of the living Word of the living God. Thank you for this owner's manual that was written by you, the Creator, to us, the created being, so we'll know what we can do and how we're supposed to live and everything about us. It's all in this magnificent book. Thank you for it, Father. As the Word goes out today, anoint the Word. Give people revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from your Word. Show us what we need to do to walk in your anointing so we can get our prayers answered and see you do great and mighty things. And we praise you and thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're continuing to talk about the anointing and what we need to do to walk in this. Now, I'm going to show you from the Word of God itself why so many people don't get their prayers answered. I'm going to show you why in the Word of God, why even the disciples that had been divinely commissioned couldn't get prayers answered and couldn't get things done at certain times, because the answer is in the Word of God. Now then, there was a day here in Matthew 17, verse 15, there was a time whenever a man brought a little boy that was a lunatic to the disciples to cure him, and they couldn't do anything for him. So in verse 15, since the disciples couldn't do anything, this man brought this boy to the Lord himself. He said, "Now, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and he's sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him." Now then, a lot of times, people will bring people in the church. It's not very often, though. I start to say a lot of times. That's not true. Most churches, you see very few people that will take the Word of God and do what it says. When somebody gets sick or afflicted, or they become tormented by the devil, very rarely will you see somebody come to the front and they'll be willing to repent of their sins and have their pastor cast the devil out of them. You don't hardly ever see that. You just don't hardly ever see it. When somebody gets sick, very rarely anymore, rarely will you ever go to God, go to the church, go to your pastor, ask for prayer to see God heal you instead of going to the doctor. Almost everybody today, without exception, almost everybody, 100%, goes to the doctor. In fact, I just had a praise report this last week. A man wrote me a praise report after he'd heard the testimony of my granddaughter, how I'd stood on the Word of God for a little girl that was so devastated in a car wreck. This happened in October of 2001, so it's been a few years back. But at that time, she was 3 years old. Her skull was crushed in 5 places. Her brain stem was disconnected. Her eyes were disconnected from her brain. Her face was tore all to pieces where she hit the seat in front of her at 140-mile-an-hour closure speed. I mean, it broke her face. It crushed it. There was not a place on her face. She was bleeding out of her eyes, her ears, her nose, her mouth, everything. Her face had multiple lacerations and bruises and cuts. And she was just tore up all over. And her right knee was crushed, her left leg broken in 2 places. The doctor said, "There is no way this little girl can live. It's over." I said, "Oh, yeah. With the Word of God, the promises Jesus made me, there's not any way she can die. I'm not about to let her die." I stood on the Word of God. The little girl, my granddaughter, without a single surgery of any kind, came through that with flying colors, completely well. Today she's 7 years old, back in school, running and playing. Normal little girl. Well, I got a letter this last couple of days from a man that his wife and daughter were in a car accident, and they said the daughter's spleen was ruptured and her problems with her intestines. And they were going to have to go in and cut a 6-inch hole in her front, about where her stomach is, to go in to get in there to check her intestines and straighten things out and to fix her spleen or what all in this praise report. And he said he thought about my testimony. He thought about the mighty promises of God. He said they just had a pact between the whole family to start memorizing 20 verses a week. And that's what they've been doing. Every day they're trying to learn about 3 new verses. They're hiding the Word of God in their heart. He said, because of these mighty promises that we'd heard you teach, he said, we got a hold of these things. We was believing God. We had the Word hidden in our heart. And so when my wife and daughter was in that accident, and the finest doctors up in the Northeast, and I think it was a Virginia or somewhere up in that area, some of the finest doctors, and he told which hospitals and everything, said my daughter had to have surgery. It was absolutely imperative that she have surgery. And he said, I thought this is the toughest decision I've ever had to make. Do I stand on God's word and believe this book? Or do I let them operate? Do I believe the science and the medicines of the world today? Or do I trust God? He said, I thought about your testimony. I thought about how you trusted God, how you wouldn't let them do a single surgery on your grandbaby, and how God brought her through and completely healed her, and she's running and playing today. So he said, I made that same decision. He said, no doctors, no surgery. He said, that head doctor was very upset with me because he knew my daughter's spleen was ruptured. And I told him, that's okay. I'm going to trust God. He said, 4 days later, my wife and daughter were both completely released from the hospital with nothing wrong with them. He was on fire. But he had the word in him. They had all repented of all their sins of unbelief. They're hiding the word in their heart. They're walking in obedience to God's word. Don't you dare try these kind of things if you're living in sin. If you're not hiding the word in your heart, they will not work for you. You must worship and praise the Lord every day. You must praise Him and thank Him for who He is. You must make Him number one in your life. Not only on Sunday, not go out and drink and carouse and live out a wedlock with somebody and then ask God to do something great for you. Forget it. He's not going to do it. Believe Him. Repent of your sins. Turn from your wicked ways. Walk holy before God. Be ye holy, for I am holy, the Lord says. He said, now go and sin no more, lest something worse, some worse sickness and disease come upon you. Because sinning brings forth sickness and disease. And if we get a hold of that, we'll be able to see the Lord do some great things. So if you'll stand on the Word of God, just like these disciples, they had tried to stand on God's Word, and it didn't work for them, so they didn't understand what the problem was. So they brought Jesus on the scene, and then the man says, Lord, have mercy on me. Now have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. And Jesus, he looked at this bunch, and when I read this, it makes me wonder what he would say to us today. Today in verse 17 of Matthew 17, he says, O you faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you or put up with you? Bring him hither to me. Wow. Can you imagine if Jesus was that upset with his disciples that he had divinely commissioned to cast out devils, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead, and they couldn't do it? Can you only imagine what he would say to us today in the church? I'm telling you, I don't want to hear it. I want to be obedient. I want to serve him. I want to believe him. And I want to do what he says so I can see him deliver people as I speak in his name and heal the sick. And I have seen thousands of people healed and delivered in the last few years. Wow, has it been wonderful to see God do these wonderful things for people. And then in verse 18, in chapter 17, verse 18, it says, and Jesus rebuked the devil. Actually, what he's saying there, Jesus rebuked the demon. And he departed out of him. The devil or the demon went out of him. And when the demon left, the child was cured from that very hour. Isn't that amazing? Then it says, they came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, because of your unbelief. That's the reason you couldn't cast this devil out of this boy. In verse 20, he said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing. I'm going to tell you, when you meditate on those verses, those words in that verse 20, of chapter 17, Jesus clearly said, if we have faith, in other words, if we have total trust and belief in His Word, He said that we shall be able to speak to a mountain and it will move. And then He says, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, very few Christians, including me, believe that statement. I'm trying. In these last days, I'm doing my best to get a hold of these things because I believe if Jesus said I can do it, I believe I can do it. because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords can't lie. But why is it we can't do this? Well, Jesus says in verse 21, this kind goes out not but by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Okay, that's something that I didn't do most of my life. I did a little bit of praying, but I did zero fasting. I didn't realize the church was supposed to fast today. When I got a hold of that many years ago, I thought, well, I will fast a few days and see what happens. So I fasted a few days, and I fasted a few more days. I fasted and prayed. And every time I fasted and prayed, the longer I fasted and prayed, the greater the anointing became. And so far, today, 18 and a half days is the longest fast and prayer that I've been on. Now then, I find it very difficult to stop working. I just can't find a time when I can just stop working and just fast and pray. So when I fasted the 18 and a half days, I carried a full load, 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let me tell you, that gets to be more than you can bear. Now then, I believe with all my heart the only way a man can fast 40 days is do it just exactly like Jesus did. Jesus, of course, went into the wilderness, and he just fasted and prayed out there. But I believe that you would have to stop working, start from the beginning, just get with God in the Word, stay in there, spend time reading His Word, fast, just all the water you can drink, but no food. Now, going without meat and just eating vegetables or just eating salads or something is not fasting. That's dieting. Fasting is going without food. No food. Not any kind of food. Nothing. Just water. So, if you spend time with God, He says in His Word, the reason we can't do these things is because we don't fast and pray. So, if you will take a time to set aside, start out with 3 days if you've never done this before. Spend 3 days asking the Lord to let you fast without being hungry. And if you'd like to have our tapes on this, we got some tapes on teaching you how to fast and pray. But ask the Lord, start off, tell your body you're going to do without food for 3 days. And then fast and pray for 3 days. Don't just go without food. Fast and pray. Get in the Word. Read the Word. Study the Word. Ask the Lord to give you revelation and wisdom. Be serious with the King. Don't just do something flippantly. Do it dedicatedly. And then next time you do one, a month or two later, do a 7-day one. And then a 14-day one. And then on. And like I say, the longest I've ever went is 18 and a half days. But I worked the whole time. And I now know you cannot continue to do that. You have to take time off and just spend with you and God. So anyway, if you'd like some of these teachings, call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We got people standing by in the ministry center every day for at least 8 to 10 hours a day, and they'd be happy to take your call. Or you can go to the website at www.tlsm.org, tlsm.org, and there you can get all kinds of stuff. Remember, Jesus is Lord.